When high school students leave school before graduating, they have few opportunities to go back and get their diploma. One of them, just now completing its second year, is called Youth Connections. Jason Carter is the program manager.
We're a program of Community Action Partnership of Sonoma County. Through partnerships with John Muir Charter School, Santa Rosa City Schools, and Sonoma County Office of Education, we are able to offer a high school diploma, work readiness preparation, leadership development, and career mentoring for 16 to 24-year-olds in Sonoma County.
Currently housed in a repurposed school portable building at the edge of a city park near the county fairgrounds, the Youth Connections classroom is a casual environment in service of a serious purpose.
A lot of our students always call it a school, but to us it's a very comprehensive program because we are getting them ready to enter the workforce. We are getting them ready to enroll in post-secondary education, and those are two main pieces of the program. So it's about transitioning. It's more than just the piece of paper, but it's all the life skills that you get along with that, that we want to help them to become really successful members of the community. This is a youth-driven program, so if the youth really want to apply themselves, then the more opportunities you'll get.
Students typically hear about the program from other participants and must apply and go through a screening process to be admitted. And even then, there's often a waiting list. One recent student is Martha Solario Camacho, who completed the program and got her diploma this past summer.
It's pretty much a second opportunity for us to get our high school diploma, not the GED. Most of the parents don't have childcare, so it's a good place because we can bring our child and do our schoolwork. In most of the schools that we go to, we can't really like sit in class with our kids. Everything that we do there, like the work writing needs, the leadership development, gives us a lot of good skills that we don't get when we go to the regular high schools.
And there's another important difference, says Solario Camacho.
It's fun. It's fun to be here every day and do like new things, and we have visitors come in, talk to us about new things and like what's out there, and like we learned basically how like a checking and savings account works, and no one explains to us what that is, you know, at that regular high school. So it's fun to be here.
Jason Carter has high praise for Martha's commitment and dedication and adds that her story is not all that different from other Youth Connection students.
Students are coming from a place where they're unsuccessful. Maybe they had negative experiences with the environment, with the setting, with adult role models. And they come here and all of a sudden it's a highly supportive setting. Very family-oriented. Staff is very hands-on. And we have anywhere from 3 to 5 staff available for a group of 30 students at any time.
In some respects, Youth Connections is an outgrowth of an earlier job skills learning program called Youth Build, which the Community Action Partnership ran for 17 years, from 1995 to 2012.
Unfortunately, we had to close that program in June of 2012, but Community Action said there is a need to serve this population, and so let's create a different type of program, a smaller program, but more supportive services per youth. And so Youth Connections was born in August of 2012.
And it is growing. Next month, the program will move into a larger space next to the Community Action offices on Dutton Avenue, which will enable them to increase their class size by about a third. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.